Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson spoke on the phone today, and Johnson's office says the two leaders agreed there needs to be a coordinated international response to the coronavirus pandemic. Joining us now from the UK is NPR's Frank Langfitt. Frank, there's been some criticism of Prime Minister Johnson for his response to COVID-19. As we know, he had a serious case himself, ended up in the ICU. Do you think this phone call is supposed to show he's back on the job?
I think it's trying to give that the impression, at least, Jeremy, that he's engaged. You know, right now he's out at the Prime Minister's estate in Chequers, just outside of London. He's not doing any government business. We haven't seen him on video since after he just got out of the hospital. That was, I want to say that was more than a week ago. And as you said, Johnson was sick. He could have died, he said. And all along, there's been the sense the recovery is going to take a lot of time. And I think what he's trying to show is that he is some degree engaged and hopefully will be coming back relatively soon.
And is he facing new criticism now for how he's handled the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, I think particularly over this weekend, we saw in the Sunday Times of London accusations that he missed 5 emergency meetings on the coronavirus and was on vacation as the coronavirus was spreading here. Of course, I think everybody knows the government was seen as pretty slow to react here. The government has pushed back, saying he wasn't expected at these meetings. He's also been criticized, and particularly the health department here, for the lack of PPE. There just hasn't been enough, particularly they're missing gowns. They need a lot of gowns. Apparently, there are 400,000 that they're trying to source out of Turkey now that they thought would be here over the weekend. They had to send an RAF, Royal Air Force cargo plane to Istanbul to try to pick it up. So, yes, a lot of criticism still ongoing for the government here.
And there are new numbers looking at the toll that coronavirus is taking in Britain. What does today's report on the death toll say?
Of course, it keeps going up. It's over 17,300. And the numbers are thought to be considerably higher because this isn't counting deaths in private homes or nursing homes. Nursing homes are saying they think thousands more people have died. Now, there is some good news here. There are signs that the deaths may have peaked earlier this month. And the healthcare system is holding up. There was a real fear that what happened in northern Italy would happen here. That's not the case. They still have 3,000 ICU beds. Patients are in decline right now. So that's a very good sign for the government and for the people here.
Is there the same pressure in the UK as there is in some parts of the United States right now to reopen the economy quickly? I'm thinking of places like Georgia and South Carolina, which are already unveiling their plans. What about in the UK?
No, I'd say there's a real difference. I think people here, Jeremy, were a little slow to respond, but they seem to be a lot more respectful about it. One of the things that we're saying, I was just talking to a doctor today in London, and she said on her ward, she says social distancing is working. She's not getting new community cases. It tends to be more family members of people who've already been sick. And people are mostly following the rules, but there is tension in the cabinet. Certainly the economic side of the cabinet is very concerned because Britain's economy is expected to shrink by 35% this spring. Unemployment should go over 2 million. So there's pressure to reopen. On the other hand, you have people in the health side part of this who are very careful. They don't want to open up too quickly and see a rebound.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. Thank you, Frank.
You're very welcome, Jeremy.